30 seconds. You might learn something.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure,
at least in his mind,
Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink, because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.
Oh, yeah. What's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday night to you. Hope your Thursday's going well. Hope you're getting ready for a busy weekend like the rest of us are. I know I am. Jeff, are you getting ready for a busy weekend?
You know it. I'm gearing up.
That's all we do.
Campus is on live.
It's Thursday night, and that's what we do. We hang out here on Thursday nights, have great conversations, and apparently reach all across the world, because we got an amazing review from a South African listener I'm going to read to you in a little bit.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I was blown away by that. I was kind of hoping you would like give me one more sentence so I could chug my beer, but...
What? No, I was. I love the fact that we've reached out to South Africa. That's
awesome, right?
Oh, we have a guest we're working on. The guy we did
the pink table project, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's out there in South Africa.
He's definitely out there. That's true. That's his neck of the woods. Oh, wait.
What?
Who saw this coming this early? Oh my God, Dave.
Yo,
are you here this early? What the hell happened?
What do you mean?
Like, you're early. You come in late, and now you're here. Now it's weird. I don't know what to do with myself.
I like adjusted the Montauk time, I guess.
I guess so. I like how much energy you bring too. It's great, you know.
Oh yeah, I mean, I could go all like Ultimate Warrior if you want. But
from the space to the stars and all of my warriors. Yeah, we could do that. I told Jeff I want to do a show where we just do old wrestler impressions.
Like, that's the whole premise of the show?
No, it's the regular show. It's the same Plum Love Foods Live, but we don't actually be ourselves. We just be old wrestlers from the 80s.
Well, that'd be cool. I want to be Iron Sheik.
Ooh, you could be the Sheik, huh? She got weird on people, though. You know that, right?
Well, he's drugs, man.
What do you mean he got weird?
He got weird. He's What's all that? Like, he calls everybody jabroni now, and like he says terrible things about Hulk Hogan, and
he's like, "Oh, fuck a Hulk Hogan. He's a jabroni.
Fuck a Hulk Hogan in his ass." He just yells crazy shit for no reason.
Yeah,
crack, man.
For absolutely no reason at all. Anyway. That's going to be the show tonight. We're doing that tonight. No, we're not doing that tonight. I'm just kidding. Look, well, we do got a great show tonight, man. Jeffy,
can we each pick a character and then not break character the whole show?
Of course.
But have to be a wrestler. So everything we say will have to start, like, if you're Hulk Hogan, you have to start out with brother, you know, or like something like that.
You know something, brother. I'd like to be Andre the Giant. That's who I'm picking. Can I be Andre?
Ooh, strong.
This is Andre the Giant. I'm 7'4", 500 pounds from Grenoble, France. And I don't like snakes. No.
I'm going to be Hapsaw Jim Duggan. Oh. The whole show, I'm just going to go, no!
All right, it's going to be Hacksaw. It's going to be Andre the Giant. Dave, who are you going to be?
Mankind.
What?
Yeah,
that's
not
from the 80s.
He doesn't talk, though, does he?
No. Mankind definitely talks.
He has a really crazy voice when he talks.
Oh, he does.
All right, wait. Let's hear your Mankind impression. Maybe it'll be good. Let's hear it.
Mr. Socko's getting ready to come out, everybody.
You sound like a pedophile.
That's Mankind.
Is it?
Well.
Is it Mankind?
It is Mankind. That's Mankind.
Or is it Man Blah?
And then he starts. Imagine what?
Man Blah. You know, Man Boy Love.
Ooh,
association.
Listen, I think if you're gonna be an 80s version, you're gonna have to be Cactus Jack.
Okay.
Cactus Jack was that version.
Funk. That's fair.
That's right. All right, look, man, we've gone long enough in this nonsense. Dave, we got a great guest on tonight, man. Someone you introduced us to via Instagram. We're gonna bring him on later on. Tell him who we got, Dave.
Yeah, we have Dr. Seth.
What is the delay you have? Dave, am I on delay with you? What the fuck is going on?
You might.
Dave's actually on the moon.
Apparently. All right, Jeff, you tell him where our guest is tonight.
Our guest tonight is P.J. Kearns, the amazing chocolatier from P-Town. Not originally from P-Town, but he has a company called Chocolatasm, making artisan chocolate bars, bonbons that are ridiculous, all sorts of crazy flavors.
Dude, his Instagram's crazy, right?
Yeah, natural and organic as much as he can be. I mean, just, you know, doing it, doing the damn thing, but doing it with chocolate.
And the funnest part was, Jeff, he sent us a mystery box to open up when we're interviewing tonight, which should be a lot of fun.
Dude, I opened it when just a little bit ago. Like, we were just on the phone now, and I opened it.
Oh, my God. I'm not sure if you're supposed to do that, but that's okay.
I didn't eat anything. I just opened the box. I thought I was...
Oh, Jeffy, what are we going to do? Anyway, but before we get into talking to...
Matt, we're just disappointed.
What are you talking about now? Oh, Dave. Before we get into talking about chocolate, Dave, you're out there in Montauk right now, executive chef at Selrose in Montauk. You're starting from the ground up at this place, getting it open. How's it going so far?
It's going pretty good. It's crazy.
You understand? Can you elaborate? That's the whole point of this conversation. You're supposed to tell us about it.
So that's awesome.
How crazy is it?
All right, I'm hanging telling you about it. I'm done with Dave.
It's crazy.
Dave, you're the king. You have the best one-liners.
Yeah, anyway.
One-word-liners.
What's that?
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's all I really got. It's like when I have to go into detail. Anyway, no. It's going really well. I'm actually going out on an oyster boat and farm tomorrow. Check out where our oysters are coming in from. There's just a lot going on, and it's pretty much a blur, but it's definitely an amazing experience. When I walked in 2 weeks ago, the kitchen didn't even have a floor. Now my equipment's in there tonight. So I'm getting psyched. It's,
baby.
Yeah.
Good, man. What's been some of the hardest things you've had to deal with so far?
I'm still dealing with a walk-in situation, but we're going to get that handled. Permitting's always fun. Hitting the ground running wasn't exactly the easiest thing to do because I didn't have a lot of contacts and everything when I got here, but definitely had some help figuring all that out. So
I thought maybe it was your knees because of your weight.
Ah, yes, because, I mean, you can't really run that fast. Right,
I can. You've seen me run, and I'm quick. I'm nimble for a big guy.
Are you? All right. Well, that's awesome, man. So, when's the date? Are you looking like opening? When's that happening?
We are shooting for the 15th next Saturday.
Next Saturday is a plan.
So, yes. Yep. It'll be our grand opening.
Well, dude, that sounds awesome. I'm excited for you. What kind of food are you guys doing over there?
We're doing. French style food, and then we have raw bar, so oysters, clams, lobster, all that fun stuff, shrimp, everything you can think of, pretty much from the ocean. I'm trying to pull in because it's all here, so I get to go. I'm really excited about tomorrow getting out on the oyster boat with everything. So
yeah,
and I like the fact that one of the purveyors out here. If I order at 4 a.m. in the morning, they're picking it at 6, and then it's going to be me by 8.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the fun part, man. I think about being out there is just such great seafood, just such great food altogether out there. I mean, Jeff, you've been working out in on that area of the country for a long time. It's fantastic seafood, man.
Oh, yeah, some of the best. Some of the stuff, especially from Montauk, right where Dave's at. I mean, he's gonna really form some great relationships. I'm going to exploit them, actually. I can't wait I can't wait for Dave to start giving out drinks to the fishermen and stuff and, like, really meeting these guys and getting some, like... Because, he's going to make some awesome stuff, and Dave's a great chef, so I'm excited to see what he's going to do with it. You know what I mean? It's going to be, like... It's going to be fun. I feel like there's going to be, like, marinated things and pickled, seafood and all sorts of crazy flavored dope shit.
Yeah, I think that he'll take it to another level, which is very, very exciting, man. So, Dave, we're all pulling for you. We're excited to see what you come up with. We're happy to help in any way we can, of course. So it should be a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited. I'm ready to just get open and get it going.
That's what's up. And now you get to add some stuff to that menu, too, eventually, right?
Yeah, I'm actually working on a couple things this weekend to add for opening.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. All right. Well, good times. Well, look, man, maybe you have some chocolate there too, right?
Actually, yeah, that would be great. I would love some chocolate there. Going to work on making that happen, actually.
Sick bonbons. I know a dude.
Hey, we might know a guy tonight who can help out with that. That'd be dope, right?
That would be awesome.
That would be
great.
We'll check it out. We're going to take a little breather here. We're going to fix Dave's internet signal or whatever the fuck is going on over there with him, which I think we finally got it worked out. And we come back, we're going to be talking all chocolate. I'm going to taste some chocolate. Jeff, are you going to taste chocolate too?
Dude, I can't wait.
I'm scared to open this package. It's like, I feel like he inflated a balloon and put it in there or something. It's kind of crazy.
Dude, I'm literally chomping at the bit.
Well, I hope you didn't already eat them. That'd be terrible.
No, I didn't eat it. I didn't open it. I didn't even talk about it. But I did open the actual. I thought, because remember, we were just talking on the phone, and you guys were like, "You didn't open it yet." I went, "No, listen, I'll open it right now." And I opened it in front of you guys. Well, so you could hear that I opened it. And then once it was open, I pulled it out. I wanted to see it. I was like,
"Hey, that's the same way I got three kids." All right, when we get back, enjoy. Chocolatasm joins your boys right here on Plum Love Foods Live. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah, Dave. Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco, and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com.
Every 100 years, an idea comes along that changes the way we think.
It's one small step for man, one giant step for
man. It molds us as people, outlines social norms, and brings us full circle in life.
Go ahead, son. Fetch that cleaver and stump. It's time to take out that cock.
Mommy, where does chicken meat come from?
Yeah, how do we kill these chicken to eat now when we raise them, Trevor?
A dream turned into a reality. So inspiring, so creative, it needs no introduction. Chef tested, poultry farmer approved, and endorsed by the Church of Jesus and Latter-day Saints. Introducing Cock Blocks, the first cutting board guillotine designed to lock in that cock just before you lop its top. Comes complete with ergodynamic blood pool, adjustable leather straps, three blade choices, and a face splatter shield just in case. Now you can take your cock harvesting to the next level. Take it to Cock Blocks.
Order now online, www.cockblocks.com. That's blocks with triple X. The first 100 orders will receive a free child-size splatter shield.
A sizzle plate product.
Oh, yeah. Coming back live right here at Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy, Chef Plum. Joined, as always, Chef Jeffy's in the house hanging out with us tonight. And the one, the only... Chef Dave Boredom is joining us too. Gentlemen, I tell you what, one of my favorite things in the world to eat is chocolate. I'm a chocolate fan. Here's my problem. I will even eat chocolate when I'm drinking beer, like I'm gonna do tonight. Jeff, are you the same way?
Yeah, I'm actually not drinking beer.
What?
I'm actually on a no sugar kick for the next 21 days, but I'm breaking tonight with people.
Wow. Dave, what about you?
Yeah, I like chocolate and beer together, actually. It goes well with a stout.
Yeah, I guess it probably does. Well, check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight on the program, we have a gentleman. Listen, we talk to chefs all the time on this program, and you know, we have bakers on, we have executive chefs on, we've had big names, we've had guys like Guy Fieri on the program, Chad Minton, you name it, we've had all kinds of names on this program, but few have been on here who have the I'm trying to figure out the best word, Jeff. Like, it's just so beautiful. The stuff looks so amazing. On his Instagram,
yeah,
which you can find at Chocolatasm on Instagram. The stuff just looks amazing. We talked briefly for a little bit. I think he sounds like a pretty good brother. He's out there in Provincetown making some amazing chocolates. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one, the only, Paul John Kearns, a.k.a. Chocolatasm on Instagram. Brother, good evening. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. It got a little fucked up there in the beginning. And I'm like, oh, Jeff, we
have
to
guest. Yeah, I was like, what the hell's going on there?
It was Dave. Dave, that's why he comes in late normally. And then he's on time. And look, it's all fucked up.
All right.
Everything goes to shit.
And that's what it is, man.
I just got to tell you, I'm so glad I'm not on that fucking wrestling show. Because you're all talking about these people.
About?
And I'm like, what the hell?
Well, look, Chef, it goes like, so I grew up in pro wrestling, and for a long time, believe it or not, I went to pro wrestling school when I was much younger in Virginia, and spent a little bit of time as a pro wrestler. I kind of grew up with it, and I realize how funny it is to some people, but for me, I think it's hysterical, and I love it. Make no mistake, I'm not trying to say it's like UFC fighting. It's entertainment. It's fucking hysterical, and especially from the
English. What, was it like Glow, that kind of thing?
Yo, let me tell you what. Have you seen the new one on Netflix, the reboot?
I have not.
Oh, it's really good, dude. You dig it.
Okay.
It is. It's awesome.
I'll check it out.
You won't, but you should. It's great.
I will.
Dude, tell me your day-to-day. What is exactly you do day-to-day? Like, what is your actual job? Because I look at your Instagram. So many amazing
things. My actual job is... I actually have two jobs right now, which is... Yeah, it's kind of weird. I have my own business, and I've had my own business for, God, now 6 years.
Nice.
And then I moved to Provincetown to actually start a job. So I have a job, and I have my business. Both of them involve making chocolate. So half of my day is making chocolate for me and my business, and then the other half of the day is making chocolate for this cafe, chocolate shop in Provincetown called the Purple Feather.
Dude, in Provincetown, so being a place, like a destination sort of place that people go to on vacations and whatnot, I mean, a chocolate shop, you guys got to just crush it out there.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That's sick. Why this is unusual that I'm sitting here at 10:15 on a Thursday night and not there pounding out kilos of chocolate. So.
Is it because your season, like, it starts to get not, and you're not quite in, like,
yeah,
not quite in,
yeah,
season yet for me, what I do out in the Hamptons, but we're getting really fucking close. Is the same thing for you?
No, we start, like, Mother's Day weekend is usually, like, that's when it actually begins.
Right.
And the weather's been nice and mild, so if it's good weather, people come. It doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter if it's season or not, you know, people will come, so...
Yeah, 100%. Now, where did you train at?
I actually trained in London. It's a bit of confusion. They're like, well, you sound English, but you said you're Dutch. And yeah, I am Dutch. I was born in the UK. Nice. I went to school in the UK. And then I ran away to Amsterdam and became Dutch. So I did. I went to Amsterdam for the weekend and didn't go home.
You know, we've been talking about for a while trying to make it over there and make it over to London, because they have a thing called Meatopia, and a couple of good brothers of ours take part in that whole event. We want to go really, really bad. There's some amazing food over there.
Oh, yeah, there is. You should get over there.
I mean, no
Absolutely.
Doubt about it. Now, do you ever get a chance to go back or no?
No, I haven't been since 2014.
Good for you.
That was the last time I was there. I went for a couple of months.
America.
And
yeah,
felt...
Right?
Yeah, exactly. exactly. But I got there and I just felt like a stranger in my own country. That was just really weird.
Right.
And I actually walked past my old house and I was like, shit, you know, I have to get on public transport now and get the hell out of here because I don't have anywhere to stay. So, yeah, you feel like there's this disconnect. Everything is familiar and you don't belong there.
Right.
So
how many years
weird.
Have you been doing this now, like total?
What, chocolate making?
Yeah, just
chocolate,
you know, working in the industry.
35 years.
35 years. Good for you.
Yeah. I'm seasoned.
Bro, there is not very often people come on the show and can out
no, right?
Me. And I mean, I've got 25, and Jeffy's about 25 as well. Yeah. Dave's yeah. 8 months in, doing well for himself.
It was funny because someone said that to me today. We got these like J1 students working with us now, and they're all these really cool kids from Bulgaria, and they're all like 19 and 20 and that. Nice. And one of them asked me, how long have you been doing this? And I didn't know, and I had to work it out, and I was like, fuck, it's 35 years.
You feel great about that, right?
I know, right? But I'm going to be, yeah, I'll be 53 in a couple of weeks.
All right, well, here's what we're going to do. This is what pisses me off because I see you on Instagram. You're a very attractive man. You're doing great for yourself. What I need you to do is get married and have some kids, or even adopt some kids or something, so they can suck the will to live out of you every single fucking
no!
day. Like happens no. to me and Jeff. You know, listen, there was a point in time in my life, Chef, where I was a very attractive man. Now I'm like a 4.5 with good jokes. I can cook. So that's about
how many kids have you got?
I don't even know. I have no idea.
You don't know anymore.
No,
it's just a blur.
I have three. I have three daughters, by the way.
Okay.
Several scattered across the Midwest.
Well, I'm jealous, I tell you. I wish I had kids.
I got some extras if you want one. They'd love to come hang out in Provincetown.
Throw them this way.
So, dude, if you think about, like, with chocolate, because chocolate is such an intense thing, man, and I tell you, like, I went to school for culinary. I didn't go for baking and pastry. I have very limited chocolate experience. I can make great chocolate dipped strawberries, which is pretty baller. My clients like that. But it can be – why are you laughing, Jeffy? I was trying to show off. Is that not good?
No, just the way you said
it's
it.
It's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Thank you.
It's baller, bro.
It's fine. He said it's fine.
Tuxedo them? Do you make them with the white and the dark?
I actually can make little ducks out of them. I also can make little penguins, which is pretty cute.
Like Sherry's berries.
Oh, Sherry ain't got shit on my berries. Let me tell you right now, I can even marble them if you guys are nice to me.
Oh, well. That's another story.
Yeah. Well, listen, so it's one of those things, though, where, like, I know how important how many different factors can be, how many different things you can do with chocolate. What's some of your favorite things to make?
What's my favorite thing? I like making ganache without cream.
Okay.
That's actually one of my signature things that people know me for.
Through. Is that even – how do you – is that – like, Jeff, I would think that's not possible. Like, that's kind of what makes it a ganache, right?
Oh, I guess you can use another fat, right?
I mean, what is to use?
I don't.
What?
I make what's technically called a water ganache.
Oh.
You can make ganache with water.
What?
Well, chocolate
and water aren't French, Jeff.
Yeah, but if you put enough water in, then they are.
Oh.
If you put a little splash of cream into some melted chocolate – it's going to seize up. But if you add enough cream, then it's going to become an emulsion. It's going to become ganache. Mm. So you can do exactly the same with water. But I don't use water, of course, because I wouldn't add anything that takes flavor away. But I will add, like, infusions. I'll add, like, tea. I do a water ganache with Lady Grey tea. You know, that's Earl Grey with titties.
Oh.
It's...
What happened?
Nothing.
Swing and a miss.
It was static. It was static.
Crickets. I was talking about the crickets.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
I've never heard of it. I didn't know this was possible. Like, I immediately.
It is possible. Yeah. So I make ganache without cream. I'll use like fruit juice. I'll use fruit purees. I'll use tea, coffee, that kind of thing. So.
Wow.
That's one of my favorite things to make because, you do need a little bit of skill to stop it from splitting because it will split if you're not careful.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
The story of my life.
Yeah.
And I like making really weird, fucked up flavors.
Like what?
Which you're going to taste.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, I mean, should we do that now? We'll get to that in a second because I do want to do that. But what about doing chocolate in a savory way? You ever done stuff like that?
Yeah, I have. I just did a chocolate bar with... Parmigiano.
Ooh, yeah.
And with cheese. I've done recently for an event here for 420. There was a huge thing going on here in town with 420. And some friends of mine did a show, and I did some giveaways for the show, and I did these CBD infused chocolate pieces. But I put Jamaican cock seasoning in them. And kombucha.
Did you say Jamaican so they were cock called seasoning?
Yeah, they were fuck called yeah. cock and cum, basically. Yeah.
I love it. I love
yeah.
it.
Cock and cum.
So yeah, it was chocolate? Yeah, cock and cum chocolates. Yeah.
That was actually a band I had back in high school, Cock and Cum.
Cock and cum chocolates? Was that the R&B mix?
That's what it was, yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. Well, listen, it's pretty amazing to see what you do, man. I'd love to see any kind of guys like yourself who are hustlers and out there doing it on their own and kicking ass, and you're totally doing that. And I just opened up my package here, and I'm looking at my envelope. I'm not going to read it a whole – I'm not going to give everything away, but I do want to talk about the envelope itself that I just opened. I'm going to put it on Instagram here in a second. But there is a octopus on there. What's the significance there?
I just like octopus.
Nice. That's it. Yeah, huh?
Me too.
There's no like story behind it. I just really like octopus. And I've got the same. What's on your bar of chocolate is actually on my arm as well. It's a tattoo that goes. I've got a sleeve done.
Oh, very cool.
In the same design. So
very cool. Well, can we taste this now? Can we make this
taste it
now?
All right,
so we opened this up. Dude. I got a.
I just feel bad. I just feel bad for Dave because I didn't send him a chocolate bar.
Fuck Dave.
Well, he was supposed to come to my house, but he's a piece of shit. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, fuck. No, well, listen.
But you have to tell them first what you're eating.
Yeah, oh. So just open this up. It's a beautiful envelope here with the octopus on there. It says Chocolatasm in the top left corner, and the bottom is a sticker that says Cape Cod, and it says lobster essence, lemon, and sea salt. Are you fucking kidding me? What are we talking
It's got
about
lobster here? In it.
What?
I'm blown away.
Right, it's a chocolate bar with lobster in it.
Is this white chocolate?
It's white chocolate, but it's a very high percentage cocoa butter white chocolate. So average craft chocolate bar white chocolate will be about 32% cocoa butter. This is near 60%. So it's going to be less. It's going to be less sweet. It's going to melt like immediately when you put it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get that lemon.
Are you going to talk you through this? I'm taking pictures.
Are you taking pictures? In.
Does it smell like fish food when you open the package?
I wouldn't say fish food, but.
Because people are really grossed out by it. They're like,
no, there's a light. There's a light, almost like a nori scent to it. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone said to me, oh, it smells like fish food. But when you start eating it, then you get all those layers of flavor. And that's the thing I love doing most about it with chocolate is creating not just candy that you throw in your mouth, you know, while you're watching TV, but something that you're actually going to think about and something that you're going to remember as well after you've eaten it. You know, one of these things that you'll actually tell someone about.
Absolutely.
So I like to create layers of flavor that come in stages, you know. So first you're going to get that lemon. Then you'll probably detect a little saltiness. Then you'll get the lobster.
I just Instagrammed it here. I'm going to open this up and take a bite now. Jeff's already into it. So I'll smell it first. And so the bar is white. It's probably about 4 inches long, I'm guessing. 3 inches wide. Is that a pretty close guess?
Yeah. It's 5x3, yeah.
Okay. 5x3. Beautiful logos embroidered. It's not going to be embroidered. Beautiful logo stamped on there. Chocolatasm. It's awesome with the octopus tentacles. You can see how I'm the professional here. I'm trying to describe what I'm doing as Jeffy. All you hear is Jeff going,
I can hear him wiping his hands on his pants.
Oh. I'm giving you a little AMSR.
Let me get in here and take a bite of this. Jeff, what are your thoughts so far?
Well, my mouth is full of chocolate, so give me a second.
Oh, good. Okay, so taking a bite out of it, there's no serious overpower by any flavor. The lemon definitely comes through. Lemon and white chocolate, never thought of that. That's pretty good. How do you get that lemon flavor in there?
It's essential oil.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the lobster.
I like using essential oils a lot. You know, I see so many chocolatiers, and no offense, guys, if you're listening, with these bunches of thyme and whatever in pans of cream, trying to get flavor out of them. And I'm like, use fucking essential oil. It's like already done for you.
Right.
And you have to use
And you're not going to screw up any proportions or ratios or anything like that. You just make your ganache or your chocolate bar, and then you just add a few drops.
Wow.
And you're good to go. Yeah.
This is delicious, man. It's crazy. I read on their lobster, and immediately I think it's going to be overtaking me. The power, the strength, the flavor of the lobster would overtake it and kind of make it gross. It doesn't at all.
No.
It actually reminds me. It feels like being wrapped in a warm towel for me. It reminds me of chocolate. Obviously not the same quality at all, but when I was a kid, my grandmother had the house. She would have little bits of white chocolate around, little bars of it, and we would eat them. And it's amazing, the flavor. It's awesome. It feels good. Does that make sense?
That makes absolute sense. And the way you just described that, I could see that, what you were telling me, and I'm like, yeah, that's why I do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah. That's why I do it, yeah. It's Dude. Awesome.
Yeah.
It's an experience, yeah.
Absolutely.
And that chocolate, you can eat and drink beer with it. And you can have to drink a stout or anything like that. You can drink something hoppy, something bright, a bit of citrus in there maybe.
Let me ask you, Chef, I'm watching my figure right now, Chef. So how's it go with a Corona Light? We're going to find that out in a minute.
Oh, anything goes with Corona Light.
Well, how do you come up with something like that with lobster and lemon? What makes you decide to put something like that into a chocolate bar?
Well, I know what I would make something that I would want to eat myself. So I'm not a lobster eater in general, but I would, if I had lobster, I would want it with a little dish of melted butter, some lemon wedges, and there would probably be some kind of butter, you know, like parsley butter or something like that drizzled over the lobster tail.
Yeah.
Mm.
So all those flavors together is what I would associate with eating lobster. And I thought, well, I'll just put all of those into a neutral, creamy chocolate. So I wouldn't use like dark chocolate or milk chocolate because they have too many other flavors that are going to interfere with that. Mm. So,
well,
yeah.
It's amazing you describe it like that because it does now, like when you say it that way, I totally get that. Lobster tail,
yeah.
Some butter. I 100%. You're saying that, and I'm going, that's what I'm tasting.
Yeah.
Guys.
Exactly.
I didn't think I was going to like it. I got to be honest.
You did.
When I first opened it up and I read lobster and chocolate, I said this on air before because somebody was talking, Dave was talking about doing something with salmon and chocolate. And I was like, oh, yeah, what are you talking about? Freaking me out, mixing these things. And I saw it and I was like, whoa. But I went right in and I got to be honest, man. I was blown away. I didn't see how those flavors were going to match up, and but like Plum just said, the way you were describing it, it makes perfect sense, and it really opened awesome. My mind up to new pairings.
There you go.
It's very cool, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it really does. Kind of
thank you.
Mind up to that.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. It really does. How does that work, there, man? Does it work? Like, can people reach out to you and say, "Hey, I'd love to get this chocolate bar made"? You know, using something or using lavender and whatever, or they're trying to like almost describe a situation to you and try to have you recreate it into a chocolate bar. Do people do that?
It has happened. Not often, I have to be honest, because usually I'm so controlling. I tell them that what they are suggesting isn't a good idea and that my idea is much better. And then I tell them why, and then I talk to them just like I talk to you, and they believe me, and they're like, oh, that's awesome, I want that.
They're like, no, Chef, I want to give you lots of money to make this chocolate bar. And you go, yeah, no, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
So can people
I do custom work, as I said, not very often, but there are instances when I get a message. There's a store in Boston who I supply chocolate to, and every now and again she'll text me and say, hey, I've got a tasting the weekend and we're using this tea to do the chocolate tasting with, do you have anything that would go with that? And I'll come up with something and make it especially for her, you know, that kind of thing. But for like Joe Public, I can't do that. You know, that would just be crazy.
Yeah.
Trying to keep up with everyone's demands.
Wait, you must order a big order, like a bulk order, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Jeff, we've been eating chocolate and running our mouths here and having a good time talking to Chef. We haven't even plugged him yet.
Well, it's easy to do because you can find him on Instagram at Chocolatasm. And if you want to find him online, you want to order some delicious chocolate bars, bonbons, or some of his awesome confections, get on there at chocolatasm.com, and you can check them there. Or if you're in P-Town, if you're up in Provincetown, go by the Purple Feather and check him out there, because he's the creative director of all the chocolate being made out of that place. So
check him out and see me.
That's it.
There you go.
And I do. I retail around the U.S. as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of stores in three stores in Chicago, one in Atlanta, one in Thomasville in the south of Georgia, two in Boston. So, yeah, I'm getting out there. I haven't got anyone on the West Coast, though. So if you're listening, hit me up.
We should try to help with that. We could try to help with that for sure. Listen,
absolutely.
I mean, you're getting out there doing that's pretty awesome, man. It's great to see a guy who, you know, doing chocolate like you do. It's almost like a lost art form, but you're out there still doing it, making amazing stuff like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I just had a lot.
And it's just me. I don't have any employees. It's just me.
Right.
It's awesome.
There you go. You know, I've got a guy already asking for contact info for you about chocolate. So that's
awesome. Awesome.
For the love of the game.
That's it right there. Hey, listen, let me ask you this, man. What's some of the craziest combinations you've made that were like an epic fail?
Lapsang Souchong tea. That just smelled like, you know, like smoked fish, basically. Oh, it was really gross.
That sounds awful.
And a real failure that you wouldn't expect would be a failure was paprika. For some reason, that does not go with chocolate.
Like
and I don't know why. Yeah, you know, no, not smoked. Like, you know, you can get those jars of paprika paste. It's usually like in the Russian store, in the Hungarian store.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, oh, that would be awesome. They call it sweet pepper. It's going to make a great ganache. And I tried so many different ways, and it all just tasted bitter and shitty, basically. Yeah,
that stuff is really bitter.
Yeah.
It's interesting that it wouldn't turn, because that's like a, I'm sure you're familiar with what's it called, a paprikash.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, cream and so much paprika.
Exactly, yeah. So there was no reason why it wouldn't work. And you either couldn't taste it or it was shitty. So, yeah, that was an epic fail. But in general, if you're adding chocolate to something else, it's going to taste good whether it's a success or not. So
it doesn't happen
often.
Your Instagram is so amazing. How important have you found social media to be?
Essential. Yeah.
I mean, because it's crazy.
Facebook is a bit of a crank, you know, like a clunking old dinosaur these days.
Yeah. It won't go
And I was always so focused on my Facebook page, you know, like, oh, I have to get the likes, I have to get the followers and all that. And then about 6 years ago, I discovered Instagram. And it just changed everything. I mean, literally within weeks, I was right up there. You know, within weeks, I had like 1,000 followers.
Yeah.
And there was so much traffic going to my website. And people know who I am now, which I give the credit to Instagram for that. And to my amazing content, of course.
Dude, it's amazing.
But yeah, it's essential. You can't not have Instagram or Twitter. Facebook, you can
I think Twitter's dying. We have some great social media people here on the show. We talk to a lot, and I think Twitter's a dying. Twitter's the land of negativity. I sank all my marbles, and you were doing Facebook. I was doing Twitter. And Twitter is just kind of it's a waste. I go there to look at news now. That's about it.
I don't even look at it. I do that auto share, you know, when you share something, when you post something on Instagram and it just goes to your Facebook and it goes to Twitter. So right.
Well, that's why no one looks at Twitter anymore, because we all do the same damn thing. And like,
exactly. It's just out there.
Right. But Instagram is where it's at, man. That's where it's at for food now, especially, man. Just looking through your Instagram. Here, and you guys can check that out at Chocolatasm, at Chocolatasm, that's Chocolatasm on Instagram. Dude, some of the things you do, these rubber duckies are fucking hysterical.
They're so popular.
What are they made out of?
They're chocolate. They're white chocolate.
Okay, I mean, clearly I know the chocolate, but are you airbrushing them, or how do you, like... How do you get the color?
The actual duck itself is solid white chocolate, which I'll add some color to. I'll add some colored cocoa butter to it. But the beaks and the eyes and everything I do afterwards. So I'll paint those on afterwards. So.
And these shoes, these high heels are just sexy as fuck, man. Those are dope.
Yeah. And I had last year I made those as well, and I had to make a special one with the red underneath for Chad Minton.
Oh,
because he was like, you have to have the red soles underneath. So I made a couple of those as well.
Dude, Chad's a man. He's a good brother. He's been
he's awesome.
I was the first person to interview Chad in public. He'd never done an interview before, and I was his first one.
Oh, I didn't know that you were the first.
Chad's a good brother, man. He's a regular here on the program. We love him. He's a very good guy.
He is.
The Instagram is fantastic, man. Your stuff looks great on here. I mean, honestly, I can't get over some of the things I'm looking at that are just – it's so dope. Like, the shapes are crazy, but I know the shapes aren't that big of a deal. But I look at something like this – I don't know. Like, I'm trying to figure out what I'm looking at here. It looks like a dark chocolate mousse, right?
Yeah, is it in like a shell with...
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, that is chocolate mousse, yeah.
That's gorgeous. It just looks unbelievable. I kind of want to...
Yeah, I make these chocolate shells. They look like big, like oversized oyster shells. And I make those first from tempered chocolate, and then I make the mousse, and then I pipe the mousse into the shell. And of course, they're popular, so I'm always making them.
No doubt about it. Now, looking here, it's not just chocolate. Like, I see you're making eclairs, which is like the key to my heart right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. But they're the size of a child. They are. They're so fucking huge.
Why?
Because why not? It's vacation land.
They're the size of a child.
And it's and America.
All right. America.
Fuck yeah.
America. That's America. Awesome. I love it. It has to be like twice the size of a regular eclair. So
absolutely. I mean, listen.
And people buy that.
Of course they do. That. What do you charge for that, can I ask?
$8.
That's fair. I don't think that's bad.
Yeah.
What, yeah,
it's
me?
$8, but it's...
I want one right now.
I'll mail you one.
Yeah, ship those. Yeah.
Jesus, those things look amazing.
Yeah.
That does look...
You need a ladder. You lean a ladder up on the side of it. Climb up to the top of the ladder and then eat your way down.
Oh, that's my God. I'm looking at this swan. Swans are just ducks in drag. That is fucking hysterical.
They are.
but this looks amazing. Like, this, I just look at some of the colors you have on here in the face. Like, you don't... Do you have... You don't talk about that spray air gun with, like, colored... You don't use any of that, right?
I do. Oh, I use an airbrush and colored cocoa butter. But my product is organic, and it was really challenging trying to find organic colors for cocoa butter.
I bet.
But I did. I found a company who supplies completely natural colors. Because most of the stuff that people spray onto to food these days, it's all like titanium dioxide and all that bullshit. So
yeah,
I wanted to avoid that. But yeah, I use colors.
That should
and it's only recently, it's only since recently I've been doing that. I always... poo-pooed the color thing because every chocolatier had all these brightly colored pieces, right. And I was like, I don't need to do that. And then all of a sudden, I thought, I want to do that, so I started doing it. And it was like, yeah, it's awesome. It's
like, I want to do that actually.
Yeah, exactly.
And finally, here, just scrolling through some of the Instagram stuff, I'm looking at a post here from you from back in January, and it's a bunch of mushrooms chopped up. It looks like, is that right?
That's right.
Did you
That's
make
me cooking
chocolate?
At home.
Come on.
No, I was. I was going to make mushroom chocolate with dried, I call them morels. Mushrooms,
yeah,
you know.
Morels.
Oh.
I haven't got around to doing that, though. But if you scroll through that post, you'll see the chicken, and everyone's like, oh, you're going to put chicken in chocolate.
Fuck yeah.
And yeah, delicious. I did. That was the cock. I was planning on doing the cock chocolate. So I did that. I did the cheese. I haven't done the mushroom yet, though. Did the lobster.
I've eaten lots of mushroom chocolates. They're awesome.
Oh, you have?
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. They're full of cubenzes. They're pretty potent.
Oh, I bet they are.
In fact, that's how it's like the new thing in Colorado already. Like, it was legalized, and like the next day they were on the market. They're already like, you know, mushroom chocolates.
Oh,
ready for consumption, dosage, dosed out, the whole thing. It's pretty crazy.
Damn. That's going to be happening here soon.
Yeah, it is.
You've been to Provincetown. It's a tiny little town, and we've got licenses issued for 6 dispensaries. 6.
I love it.
Oh my God. Wait, Provincetown is like 5 miles square, if, right?
If, yeah, exactly.
Jesus, dude.
So, yeah, it's going to be
way
crazy.
Out at the end, though, baby. It's awesome out there.
Yeah, it is. It's the end of the
world.
It's
like being on an island, you know? You're like,
it is an island.
Yeah.
And once you drive into Provincetown, you feel like this gate closes behind you, and then you're no longer part of the actual world. You're just in Provincetown. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I have friends who rent a house up there every year. I'm supposed to go, and I never go, and I need to make
Well, now you have a reason.
Dude, what are
yeah,
we doing?
Well, you know, it's always they always go in like the middle of June.
Oh, right, when it's not so busy.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
that's impossible, right?
You need to come up here in January, then you see what it's really like.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
it's fucking cold.
It's actually not that bad. It's not like Boston. You'll have a foot of snow in Boston, and here it's gorgeous. You can walk out, and there's no snow. Sunny, yeah. Because we're on this little sandbank sticking out in the middle of the Gulf Stream, so it stays kind of okay until like February, and then we get it.
Now, how long have you lived in? I think you said before, but how long have you lived in Provincetown?
Since last year.
Nice. And are you?
This is my second year. Yeah, I love it. I've been coming here for 10 years.
Oh, okay, right on.
Before I moved here, I actually lived in North Georgia. In the mountains.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
You know, Deliverance, that kind of... No, it was an hour and a half north of Atlanta, a little town called Blue Ridge, which if you ever get the chance to go down there, you need to go and visit it because it's awesome. It's beautiful, really cool people, great food. There's a little railway. You can take the kids. They have a little railway that goes through all these vineyards and everything through the mountains. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I mean, it sounds amazing, but if I'm coming to visit you, I'm going to Provincetown. Fuck Georgia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, same thing. Going to do a dispensary crawl.
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck yeah.
well, dude, your stuff looks amazing. You're a super cool guy. I'm so excited for
Thank you
and all the success you've had. I can't believe you just gave me lobster chocolate, which is fucking
phenomenal. Yeah. Did you save some?
I have a half a bar of it. Yes, I do.
Oh, good.
I want my wife to try it. I think she's...
Exactly. You need to share.
And I actually want my client to try it, because I think she may be really interested in some of the stuff you do. So there could be some synergy there. So
cool.
We'll talk about that offline. But listen, so we'd love to... Listen, you can hang out with us. We'd love to have you hang with us, or you can hit the road, because things might get a little weird here, but...
Stay on the show. It gets weird.
Oh, it's more fun. I think you can handle
I can handle weird.
I think you can handle weird. Jeff, give him one more plug while I get John on the phone for us, all right?
One more plug. Our boy PJ up in P-Town. You want to check him in P-Town, you're going to go to Purple Feather and see some of the amazing creations he oversees. And if you want to order some of his chocolate, you just want to contact him at chocolatasm.com. And check out what he has to offer. Contact him. Talk to him about amazing chocolate. He's an awesome guy, obviously, and his chocolate creations are incredible.
They look fantastic. And I tell you what, I can tell you from experience, tasting them, they are unbelievable. They taste delicious. And to find a guy who's taking some of the stuff he's doing and putting it together and his combinations are just absolutely insane and crazy, man. So we're super excited about it. Dave, good find on that, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Oh, anytime.
There it is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I thought it's been a while since we've talked about some conspiracies, so we reached out to our official conspiracy correspondent, the one and only Special Agent John Grasso. John, good evening, bro. How are you?
Good evening, guys. How we doing?
Fantastic, man. We're joined tonight by our new friend PJ, a.k.a. Chocolatasm. He's a chocolatier out in Provincetown. He's doing all kinds of great things.
I've been listening. Provincetown's beautiful. What's happening, brother?
Yeah, not much. Just sitting here drinking Kraken spiced rum.
Good for you.
John, you're making him nervous. We said you were coming on with us.
I know.
And he was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. I just got my green card.
No worries. I'm not working. I'm not working. You're all set.
And of course, usual band of misfits. Dave's joining us, too, tonight, man. How's everything going for you? Good?
Not bad. How have you guys been? I can't complain. Been busy. But other than that, I'm sure we all are.
I got a feeling your busy is way more interesting than my busy. Like, I made a great chicken salt and boca last night. And I was busy. But that's probably not what you were doing.
I don't know. It sounds a little bit better than what the hell I was doing.
You're
probably
saving the world.
Nah, and I wish it was that sexy. Hey, Alexander, was that?
that crazy thing that was on the weather map yesterday. Did you guys see that? And everyone was like, what the fuck is this giant green blob? And it turns out it was a massive 80 square mile swarm of ladybugs. Is that for real? Or are we just making shit up now?
I think somebody might be half making shit up. I actually had no idea. So you want to talk about not being tuned in? Good. We were neck deep in a couple cases, but one in particular. And I really didn't pick my head up until later on at night. And I've had long since passed by the news media. Right. Well, so, I wasn't on that.
Google that
shit.
It
didn't go off on the bad phone, so it's not real.
Yeah, the bad
phone.
That's
right, Jeff.
Ring.
That's right.
Well, let's get it. John, if you got a few minutes tonight, man, we got a couple conspiracy things we got to ask you about. Some things have come up. Is that cool?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, since we're doing Plumspiracies, we got to play the sounder. Here we go.
There it is.
Right there. That's the official. The official. That's how you know it's real shit right there, right?
That's how you make it official.
Hey, John, so check it out, man. I was just checking some news stuff this morning when I woke up and I was having my coffee, and I saw the FBI has now officially declassified all of the info they had on Bigfoot. Have you seen this yet?
I someone mentioned that to me. I may have been earlier today just saying that there was a couple things that were declassified. So really quick, when they declassify stuff, it's usually done in bunches. So there's probably some other stuff that was declassified, just wasn't as cool as Bigfoot. So yeah, go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. So it said there was a tuft of fur with a little like bit of dried skin on the fur, and that was one of the things that everyone was so concerned about. Well, it came out in the declassified information. They said that was just from a deer, right? My question for you, John, as the official representative of the U.S. government for the Plum Love Foods Live, if that's the case, why do we have to hide that for 50 years?
Because the FBI, and speaking as John only, the FBI is wonderful for classifying absolutely anything and everything in that regard. They make themselves feel very, very important.
Are they the high school jock? They're just doing shit just to do it. Like, they don't really, it's not important, but like, that's classified. You can't see it.
Do you know how many people I've met from that organization that honestly, they probably experienced nothing in their childhood or teenage years and kept their noses clean and decided that they wanted to be an FBI agent, so they got hired. You know, family business, that happens often. Nepotism is kind of big in that organization. Right. So sometimes their decisions aren't the best. Well, they're not always the most logical, put it that way.
All right, well, there you have it. According to the U.S. government, officially here on Plum Love Foods, John says Bigfoot is real.
Plumspiracy. Bigfoot.
Jeff, you got a conspiracy to ask him about, right?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, what do you know about 5G?
Oh wow. Really? Very little. What do you got for me?
Well, I recently read that some scientists are saying it's going to melt our brains and make birds light on fire in the sky, and other people say that's a crock of shit. And then recently I read that Russia wants us to believe that 5G is harmful.
Yeah.
Why?
So Russia would want us to believe 5G is harmful because for their perspective, there's all kinds. I think we talked about this actually before. There's all kinds of ways to attack, right, nation to nation, right? So that's asymmetrical warfare, as they call it, right? So that's a nice psychological way to make people not buy into the 5G deal, not want to upgrade to 5G. So that makes a lot of companies who've invested in 5G fall apart because they lose their investment if it's not popular and doesn't get bought. So that's just one way of hurting our economy.
Wow.
And that's actually very common. The Russians are good at it. Chinese are good at it. The Japanese are excellent at it, government-wise.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The Russians are going to use 5G to take over the world. You heard it officially right here. Plumspiracy. All right, Dave. Are you still with us, Dave?
I'm still here.
All right, listen, you're always good for a conspiracy. We got John here with us. Dave, I'm sure you got something you can ask John that he might be able to answer.
Okay, so French union activists have threatened a Nutella shortage
if they don't get the pay raise that they want.
Oh, okay.
Should I be preparing for this?
I'm going to start preparing for this. I try and eat Nutella like every night. Prepare for it. Stockpile your shelves with Nutella. Start building an underground bunker that can house gallons of Nutella, drums of Nutella. That's an unfortunate. I would collapse. I would cave in if I was that organization. I would give them the raise that they need so that Nutella can continue to be produced and shipped throughout the world.
John, wait, this is bullshit. I think we should mobilize some troops. Can you mobilize some troops to France so this doesn't happen?
I wish I had that kind of power because I didn't know this was going on. That's awful.
This is nonsense. Jeff, we can't let this happen.
Listen, I have very little authority in France, but I'll make some calls.
Yes, yeah, right. You can do. Okay. What you can do. Hopefully it's not like getting a dinner reservation.
Hey, we talking like mercenaries?
Listen, it's hit or miss with a dinner reservation, smartass.
That was a low blow I just gave Jeff. Oh, I didn't mean to. that one smarted a little bit. All right, so there you go. The French are taking away Nutella.
Conspiracy.
Oh.
Conspiracy.
Officially, there you go. All right, BJ, you got anything? You got any conspiracies you want to ask about?
I mean, don't have an actual conspiracy. I have more of a question.
Oh, okay.
Shoot.
And so I heard the other day that U.S. citizens are no longer allowed to go to Cuba.
Ooh.
Right? And I asked the question, so say you go on vacation to like Costa Rica,
mm-hmm.
and then you fly from Costa Rica to Cuba and mm-hmm. go on vacation in Cuba. Mm-hmm. How would the U.S. even know that you'd been there?
That's a great question, actually.
There's all kinds of ways to track like passport usage depending on your point of entry, but quite honestly, I'm confused about that because a very good friend of mine came back today from Cuba.
Really?
US.
So
yeah,
they were
just came back. Yeah, something there sounds really, really fishy to that. I don't know what.
Okay.
I'd have to look at that because, and he works with me, put it that way. He works with me.
Okay,
just
yeah,
from Cuba.
I was told that it was like a few days away from there being no more travel to Cuba from the US. So. Right.
Did they give a reason why?
No.
Oh, that sounds like a conspiracy right there.
It is a conspiracy.
Sorry, I thought you wanted a sounder.
Thank you. I appreciated it.
There it is. You can just tell them that travel to Cuba is bullshit. There you have it.
What is that?
We are taking over Cuba. That's it. Cuba's now officially going to become one of our states. You heard it here first.
It's going to be our Nutella stockpile.
Exactly.
I think it was actually the commander in chief that's attacking us again.
Oh, right.
Okay.
I'm flying to Cuba because, okay. I don't know, somebody tweeted at him, he's angry. And,
that must be what it was. Well, John,
I'm serious.
Listen, we always appreciate your time, brother. I don't want to get you. Look, Jeff's bringing up the president, so I know that means you have to go.
I wasn't joking. That's why we might not go to Cuba. He's like trolling for votes in Florida. He was like down in Florida talking like, you know, basically, you know, spitting some of that rhetoric that he likes to spit when he wants to get votes.
Do you,
like,
not
you know, like,
feel John sweating through the Skype?
No, well said. I'm impressed. That's pretty well said. That's he was down in Florida and trolling for votes is the right way to put it. That's interesting.
There you have
that's
it.
What I'm
Hey, I got you. Sorry, I forgot. Lost.
Conspiracy.
There you go. Sorry, as a sounder, that was my cue. I apologize. I missed that. Well, John, we appreciate your time, bro. You're always a great guy to talk to, man. You're a good brother. We appreciate taking a few minutes to come on here and talk to us a little bit about everything that's happening in the world of conspiracies.
Anytime. Happy to do it. You guys enjoy.
You answered so many questions for us.
Thank you, brother.
You're awesome, brother.
You're the man.
We
Anytime,
appreciate it.
Guys.
All right,
happy
Johnny,
to do it.
We'll see
Give
you
Linz our love.
Absolutely, we'll do.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Special agent John Grasso joining us, which is pretty fun. PJ, you know what's fun about that? He really does work for Homeland Security. That's no bullshit.
Like, I believe it. He sounds
high up.
Like it.
He's a high up, too, right, Jeff? Like, he's not some bullshit.
Yeah, no, he's very serious about protecting us.
Dude has no social media. That's how important he is. He can't have it.
I know, and he's like in the family now, so like I feel more protected. I mean, I was always pretty protected because I have this, but also more protected because I have Homeland Security.
How many podcasts on the planet can reach out to their Homeland Security correspondent to ask questions, honestly?
Just this one.
That's right.
Not many. I should say.
It is a show about food and dick jokes. So when all the world goes to shit, you come to us. We'll tell you what's happening. We'll reach out to Johnny. He'll tell us what's going on. Like, I wasn't bullshit. Literally, the meteorologists all over the country were finding that big-ass, like, blob of shit on their radar, and it turns out it was literally 80 square miles of ladybugs. Google that shit. I'm not making it up. It's fucking crazy. Out in the Pacific Ocean. 80 square miles of fucking ladybugs.
I believe it.
They sent planes to go find out what the fuck it was.
Like a migration?
Yeah, well, they're coming to eat, like, aphids and shit. It's crazy.
Where I used to live, they would release specially to kill the aphids.
Yeah.
And we would have drifts of these fucking ladybugs all around the outside of the house. Because they would eat and then screw and then die.
Well, was your house, like, light-colored? Because they're attracted to light-colored houses. Because we used to have a problem here.
My house was beige.
Yeah. So there you go. That's what it was.
I lived in a log cabin that was painted beige.
Oh, you were fucked. Oh, yeah.
I'm doing the motion of painting while I'm telling you that. Painting beige.
There you go. That's it, guys. Plumspiracies with our good friend, Special Agent John Grasso. A lot of fun asking about that. Oh, sorry. You want me to do it?
Plumspiracy. I just like
Plumspiracy. Yeah, it's my ring on his cell phone when I call him, which is even stranger to everybody. Dave.
Yeah,
you started breaking some knowledge for a minute. I was like, "Oh shit!" Then you brought it back to food. I wasn't sure where you were going. You were like the Grand Priestess. I was like, "Oh fuck, what is he talking about?" My fucking head hurts already. Dave said four words.
Yeah, no, it's gonna go back to food, especially if it's Nutella. I mean, it's like a candy bar in a jar. So
well, he said that we're mobilizing to attack France because of it, which is good news.
So we're gonna.
You do realize, guys, that you shouldn't eat Nutella.
What?
It's slave chocolate.
What?
Didn't you read that article yesterday from the Washington Post about slavery and chocolate?
I thought France published that article, so I didn't read it.
It's real. It's not a conspiracy.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you chime in there and correct our freaking special
I forgot.
Agent?
I was just I was enthralled. No, there is there's a big deal going on right now with child slavery and child labor in the cocoa growing industry. And the big companies like Nestle and Hershey, Cadbury, Calabout, all those companies had pledged 20 years ago that they were going to wipe out child labor in the African cocoa plantations. And they haven't even scratched the surface yet. They do interviews with kids there. You know, these kids are like 12 years old and they should be going to school and they're not. They're working in dangerous situations and environments, harvesting cocoa for the big multinational companies. So that's why what I do and the other people in the craft chocolate industry are so valuable right now, because we're educating people and we're showing them that there is another way. So
brother, we gotta work on your timing. You really brought it down.
Sorry about that.
No, I mean, we were like doing a stupid silly bit and you just kind of brought us all down.
I'm so sorry.
We were doing funny.
Have another.
That's real talk.
I learned something.
It's real talk.
No, it is real talk. I'm totally kidding. I'm being a jackass since everybody's not on my team now. I didn't mean that. No, but that's crazy, man. And I hate the fact that even here, especially somebody who has kids, and I'm very, very, and I don't know, child labor is a terrible thing. And
yeah.
I mean, the good news is that, I mean, the housing's cheap. It doesn't cost a lot. They don't eat a lot, so that's good news.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you know, there is good aspects of it. So hopefully, you
know, well, that's why it's so effective in sweatshops and factories.
I couldn't agree more. I don't think that's how he was talking about it, but that's
I'm sorry. I thought we were trying to look for the good side, and I was just trying
that's
to.
That's the good, yeah. Sure. But yay, Nutella.
Fiscally speaking, I mean, child labor is great, you know, fiscally speaking.
Hey, I am going to tell you this. Because of what he just told us, I'm going to think twice in my life now before I go to bed about eating that spoonful of Nutella before I go to bed.
Well, you know, there's other kinds of Nutella out there. That
like
you can
off-brand
get.
Nutella, like Aldi.
Yeah, like Trader Joe.
Aldi Teller.
Being Trader Juan, doesn't he sell the Nutella or Trader Giuseppe?
He does. No, only Trader Joe.
Okay. No, but isn't in Trader Joe's, isn't there like other brands, but it's like...
Oh, I don't know. I don't go to Trader Joe.
Me either. I just heard that and I thought it was fun.
Hey, have you guys tasted Ruby chocolate?
What's a Ruby chocolate?
Yeah.
Ruby chocolate's the new type of chocolate, the fourth kind.
Really? Oh, no.
Stop. What? But in the US, you're not allowed to call it chocolate because of the FDA. So, they haven't approved it yet.
Well, what is it?
Is it red?
It's chocolate made from cocoa beans that have not been fermented or roasted.
What's it taste like?
Because you know that chocolate is brown because the what are originally pink cocoa beans are fermented for about a week, which turns them brown, and then they're roasted, which makes them even browner, like coffee beans, and then they're ground up and made into chocolate. Well, Ruby chocolate is made from cocoa beans that haven't gone through that process. So they retain the pink color, and they have a flavor that doesn't taste anything like chocolate. It has the same texture, it has the same mouthfeel, so it melts in your mouth, but it tastes like fruit. It tastes like fruit yogurt, basically.
What?
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and it was just released in the US like 2 days ago.
Do you have any at your shop yet or no?
I actually was importing it over from Holland because it was already approved in Asia and Europe like a year ago. So I had been importing it over, and I had this really exclusive little niche because I was the only one who had it.
Wait, you got some crazy imported like Ruby chocolate and you sent us some bullshit lobster shit?
I know, right? You sent
me the Ruby chocolate?
I'm out of Ruby.
Just kidding. Just joking.
I know you're joking.
I gotta get that Ruby.
But yeah,
that stuff sounds great, man.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, it sounds like.
I thought I just tried it at Williams Sonoma, but maybe it was something else. But look, it freaked me out because I opened the chocolate bar and it was red, and I was like,
"Oh, then that's what it is." Yeah,
man.
There were some pilot delicious. Companies that they allowed to produce stuff and sell stuff, like Trader Joe. That's why I thought of Ruby chocolate. Trader Joe has packages of these like little chocolate pieces of Ruby. And Vosges chocolate, you know, the guys who make the chocolate.
You mean Vosges?
Vosges.
Yeah.
You fuck off. It's not Vosges. I thought I was wrong.
All the time. I did it to my boss for like a half hour. She was just like, I'm like, you know, the purple little box, Vosges. And she's like, Vosges? What? And I'm like, yeah, you know, Vasquez.
What the?
Too funny, man. So listen, man, let me ask you this. As we move forward with this stuff, when you find out stuff like these things, like the Ruby chocolate, when you read about it, is it something you try really hard to get to be first with, or is it something that you find your clientele... I mean, do they care about stuff like that? I guess that's two questions.
Well, a lot of my clientele don't even know until I tell them. A lot of people don't know a lot about chocolate. If you're not in the business or you're not focused on if you're not like a chocolate enthusiast, then right. A lot of the stuff that I come up with is like the first time they've ever encountered anything like that. So awesome. I don't feel the need to be like I have to be the first, but when it came out that Ruby chocolate was approved everywhere in the world except the US, and I was from Holland where you can buy it, I thought, well, I'm just going to bring it over. You know? So it was more of a fuck you than anything else. But yeah, I mean, it's great to be first, isn't it? But
I think so.
I don't find it like essential. But yeah, I like to do I mean, a lot of the stuff I make, people will say, wow, I've never heard of that before. And I'm like, well, you have now.
Right.
And then they ask me, do you have this or do you have that? And I'm like, well, no, because someone else has already made that. So why would I make that too? So I like to be unique, but I don't have to be like the first at everything. No.
Well, you're definitely unique, man. I love the stuff you're making, and it's delicious stuff for sure.
Thank
Jeff,
you.
Speaking of unique, we've all had some unique moments in our lives. Have you ever had a unique moment, Jeffy?
I've had many unique moments. You've met me.
We've had some unique moments together. Listen, I'll tell you what.
Absolutely.
Gentlemen, you guys may not realize this, but Jeff and I actually, we were in Mexico for an event together, and we actually had a couples massage together. We did.
That's hot.
And we loved it. We actually linked our pinky rings together, and it was myself and Jeff, and then we were in a tent with, was it six or seven other people, wasn't it, Jeffy?
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
I think
I would do it again. I would do it with all six of us. However many people are in the room with us right now? We should all get a thruples massage or whatever that would be called.
Thruples is not a
What's a sex called? A sextuplet massage.
I mean, I would, but I don't think anybody needs to see you and
I.
Let's get a sex massage. I'm in.
Yeah, non-therapeutic sex massage. That's like exactly that. What
there you go.
With an unhappy ending.
Well, as long as you guys are face down, they do them one at a time, it's fine.
Yeah.
I just don't want anybody to laugh at me and be like, wow, it's really wide. Joining us right now, the one and only Chef Dan Monroe. Dan, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How's everybody doing?
Talking chocolate with the one and only at Chocolatasm.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, what's going on, man? All this stuff sounds awesome. I'm so mad I don't have some chocolate right now.
Ah, shit.
I don't give a shit what fucking flavor it was. That shit just sounds good. I'm dying now.
See? There you go. Listen, we're going to do a new bit here tonight. I know Dan, I want to bring Dan on because I know he has some things he wants to confess and get off his chest. And Jeff, I know you do as well. And
oh, wait, what?
If we can get into Dave doing some confessions too, it might get weird, and I think we all probably have some few things we want to get. So let's go ahead and start the brand new segment here on Plum Love Foods Live Confessions. I'll go first. I'd like to tell you guys about a time when I was in the sixth grade. I was dating a girl, and our confessions, you guys, can be things you never told anybody. It can be a confession of a moment where you looked like an asshole, and it feels good to get that off your chest. For me, the one that pops into my brain, when I was in sixth grade, I dated a girl. It was my first real girlfriend. She was way out of my league. Long, curly hair, kind of tall, not too tall. She was German. Very beautiful girl. I remember going to her house for her birthday party. We sat in her playground in the top area of the playground where the slide is, and we had our Pepsi bottle, and we were spinning it, playing spin the bottle, and everyone was so shy, and I remember feeling shy and eager all at the same time. I couldn't wait. It was dusk, so people couldn't quite see in to what was happening in there. It was my turn to spin. I spun the bottle just as any kind of player would, to stop right there on the person I wanted to stop on. You know how you can kind of adjust the spin a little bit, Jeffy. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Cheat. Yeah, I totally know.
Yeah. I did a little spin on it. And I got to point right at her. And this was the moment. This is the moment that I was going to happen. This is when I was finally going to kiss a girl for the first time early in my life. Kissing anybody. And we went over and kissed her. And I wasn't sure what to do as I leaned in. Do I use my tongue? Do I not use my tongue? What do you do with your tongue? I have no idea. As I got closer and closer to her, my heart starts pounding. I didn't know what to think. I could feel sweat starting to come off the temple of my side of my head. But I knew this was the time. This is the chance. This is the one opportunity I was going to have at this young age to finally have this moment. And as I got closer, my hand touched her hand. Our faces got really close. We locked lips. And she stuck her tongue in my mouth. And all I could do was suck on it like a lollipop. What the fuck is wrong with me? Why did I do that?
Because you didn't know any better, bro.
I know, but like, I mean, come on. Like, I've seen...
Everyone does that.
I mean, honestly, at that age, I'd seen Playboys. I knew that, like, she gets naked, I put on a tuxedo. This is how we do things. Like, I
thought maybe you slapped her around or something. I was like, what's the confession? What do we do?
That's not a confession.
It's a confession. It's me being an asshole. Like I was trying to build a story that was nice. I was also trying to buy.
You really built it up, but
I know. Especially with the.
Well, someone needs to be able to tell us what to do with these things, and I'm going to tell you right now that when a person puts their tongue in your mouth, you don't suck on it as if it's a Jolly Rancher. That makes
I'm just gonna throw out there that if anyone listens to this podcast and they still suck tongues like that, I'm gonna call your fucking mother. You better go to bed.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. All right, Jeff, it's time for you to confess or tell us a story about a douche chill moment in your life.
Well, what was the moment you asked me again? What'd you
say? Douche chill or confession? Last call confessions. Things that have happened in your life that are a little bit embarrassing.
Oh, man.
Or you can confess something terrible you've done.
Oh, man. I've done so many terrible things, though. I don't know if, like, allegedly. I don't want to get in. What I did, and I got in a lot of trouble for, and I felt really bad about. I might have been in seventh grade or so, and somehow me and my cousin John, he's a crazy person too. We coerced all these young kids in my town to go into the Big M and steal cigarettes and stuff for us so that we could sell them to the older kids on the bus. And I started like this whole like little ring of like little kids stealing stuff for me, and I was like muscling them to like go into the store.
This sounds like a great gimmick.
Wow, you're my hero.
Really well.
Dan's excited. Dan's taking notes.
Because one of the kids rolled on
and that motherfucker.
Fuck that.
Oh, dude, I was such a gangster even back then. I held real tough, right? Because I thought all the shit was hidden in a couch. I had a couch in my bedroom, and I pulled.
Wait. We can't all just let go of the fact he said all that shit was hidden in a couch.
like 6 or 7 cartons of cigarettes, all these Matchbox cars, Mad Candy, all this shit. I had it all stashed in there. I was like,
that's the treasure couch.
I had it all.
What, like under the cushions, or like in the couch, in it?
Because I pulled off. The cushions off the couch, and inside the couch is like fabric, and you can pull that back, and then there's some spring, you know? I had it all tucked in the springs like a gangster. Then I had it tucked back in.
How old are you here? How old are we talking?
Probably like 13.
Wait, I have a question. Was the couch covered in plastic?
No, it was not covered in plastic. It was a love seat that was handed down to me because it was going to be thrown away. I had a brick under the back because the leg was gone.
All right.
I'm painting a picture for you here. Okay, I didn't grow up rich.
What color was the couch?
I come in my room and they're like, "Where's the stuff?" And I go, "Stuff." And they're like, "You know what we're talking about." I'm not going to say his name, but the kid rolled on him, rat bastard. And the cops come, and they're like, "Nah, we know it's in here." And I'm like, "Do your best, pig." And I like back away. And he comes forward, and he walks right to the couch, lifts up the cushion, and pulls the fucking thing back, and all this is there. And he just looks at me, and I crumpled like a girl. I just started to crumple hard. And sob because I thought I was going to go to jail.
I mean, this sounds like a great enterprise you had going on for a little while there. Who knows what would have happened if he hadn't rolled on you, right? I mean, fuck that kid.
I could have been the Don.
Yo, you know, you fucked up. You didn't have the plastic. If you had the plastic, this shit wouldn't have happened.
They would have known if I had it wrapped in plastic. You're right.
That's it. That'd have been it right there.
Man, I didn't have players like you on my side, you know?
You need to get some new freaking men on your team. That's what you needed.
Dude, it's me and my cousin, and he's like in group homes and shit, so, you know, he wasn't learning anything good.
Fuck that guy. That's all it is to it. All right, Dave, you got some stories, man. What do you got from a confession or a douche chill moment?
I'm gonna go with a douche moment.
This is ought to be amazing because Dave calls me generally once a week with one of these.
It's sadly true. All right, it was 22, and it was New Year's Eve, and I'm at like a raging house party, and I have no idea like whose house it is. I just know.
They have Cajuns in Detroit.
A raging house party.
Raging.
Man.
Sorry.
Yeah. You threw me off. Oh yeah, and I don't know whose house it is. I just know that like three of my friends are there. And they pulled out these buckets and they start making jungle juice. And then I like just slam a bucket into it and start chugging the whole bucket. What I didn't know is they didn't add the rest of the juice. So it was mainly liquor.
I thought you were going to say there was no liquor. It was just all juice.
No, it was pretty much like colored liquor. Like there was like as soon as I was done, I was like, oh shit. So,
well, just tell the rest they don't know what's in jungle juice.
Everything, pretty much. It's
not everything, anything.
Yeah, like they were still throwing chunks of watermelon and everything in, and then I was just like, okay, pretty much they were using rum, vodka, a bunch of triple sec, and then just throwing fruit in.
All right, kind of sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was, but it got me lit because I drank a bucket. Like they had like these half-gallon buckets that they were passing out of it. And they're like, all right, get straws. I guess it was like everybody was supposed to share. But I just drank one, slammed it right there.
But that wasn't a bad moment, right?
No, this was what led to the bad moment. So I'm walking around the party. Like everybody's trashed at this point. And there's this kid throwing up in the bathroom and his friend's helping him. And I said, dude, your friend's a pussy. You need to give him a swirly to teach him a lesson.
Did you say swirly?
Yes. And he's like, he's throwing up. I was like, that's even better.
You and Pony Boy. What the fuck?
So, like, and I didn't actually think he was going to do it. So he stands up. I don't think he understands what a swirly is because he takes the heel of his foot and kicks his friend in the back of the head into the toilet.
Something different.
Yeah. I was like, that's not how that goes. His friend jumps up and his face is covered in puke and blood at this point.
Oh, God.
They start to fight and they tear this whole. Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, baby.
You guys have all had different reactions? Because maybe I had the wrong reaction. Sorry.
Oh, man. They start to fight. And at this point, the bathroom's destroyed. The mirror's broken. The shower door's ripped off the wall. And, like, it's getting bad. So I look around, and I duck out. I do, like, an Irish goodbye. But as I'm doing that, I'm grabbing fists of liquor, cases of beer, and whatever else I can on the way out. And then I went to my buddy's house, and we transferred the party.
All right, no,
so that was my.
This doesn't count because this story made you look like a superhero.
No, man, people got into a fight. I'm pretty sure that kid's nose was broken, and
you better like Jonah Hill.
You feel bad about your younger you
inciting bullshit.
I'm telling you, David, man, pimps are born. You can't be made, bro. That's how.
What just happened? Look, I know a dude, Dave, if you want to get back to that life, I know a dude who's got a whole thing with a couch. He's keeping shit in there. You give him a call, he'll probably get you a job.
Dude, that's what's up. Man.
That's all I'm saying.
Does it have a brick under the back? Because it's not legit.
Oh, apparently I think it does. Listen, I don't think you did anything wrong there, Dave. I think you were enjoying a party. You were having a good time. Things got a little out of hand, so you left like any smart individual would do. So you did the right move there.
I didn't need to, like, rob all their liquor.
Well, listen, they brought you there and caused all this drama, so you got to get something for your freaking time.
That's true. I mean, later that night at my friend's house, I passed out on his couch, and it was completely white. And then when I woke up the next morning, it was pink, like the jungle juice I drank the night before.
Oh, I thought you were going to throw shit on it.
No, I've actually never done that, being drunk.
All right.
I have done it as an adult, though. So, anyway.
Chef Dan Monroe. You are up, my friend. Yo. You got a confession. You got something for us. A douche chill moment where you look like a complete asshole. Give us one.
Man, yo, listen. I'm just rolling through my head. I'm hearing all this good stuff. I'm like, man, that's some shit. And every time I think I heard some shit, I'm like, damn, that's some shit. So I feel like now I got to follow that up or I gotta pull out a moment. You know, it has to be one of those special moments. It has to be something that, you know.
You got some of them somewhere.
All right, so
I don't know if y'all remember Jodeci, right? R&B group.
'90s. How do you open with that?
So, I love Jodeci. I used to listen to him all the time. And I was like, yo, this is my opportunity to find a girl and get girl. I'll write her a poem. I'll tell her, you know, how awesome she is. And she'll be like, oh, yeah, she's going to fall for me. So, this is seventh grade now. This is my first year in this new school.
Hell yeah.
It was fucking rough. So, I'm like, all right, I'm going to write this girl a poem. I think she's cute. So, I write her a poem. Tell her she has a body like an hourglass. I'm pulling lyrics right out of these Jodeci songs and passing them on to this girl.
Yo, Jodeci was that fire, though.
Yo, right? So, I'm like, yeah, all right, this is going to work. They get all the girls. So, then I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a rain machine and some wind.
Yeah. I needed to have the fingers, you know, the rain fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I needed the whole thing, you know what I'm saying? So I guess I didn't do it properly because I just handed her a letter. I should have just got up and did it. And then I'm like... but instead, she got up.
This is a little Jodeci for you.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of that. OKC and JoJo, forever my lady.
Oh, get it. Get it, Dan. I didn't know you were R&B, bro.
There you go.
Yo.
You're some lyrics from Jodeci in the poem for what happened.
So she thought it'd be cute to actually get up in front of everybody and read my poem to the whole class.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, fuck. And then everybody wants to laugh at me. And, of course, now these dudes want to try to fight me in the fucking bathroom. So there's, like, six dudes in the bathroom talking shit. So I got to take one, punch him in the fucking face, slam his head in the fucking sink, and be like, y'all ain't fucking with me. What's up? So I left. And I'm like, yo, this is bullshit. I don't know why these cats is fucking with me. So then this other kid that I came to the school with that we was mad cool, I started being a dick to him for no reason. But to try to take whatever bullshit they were bringing onto me and bring it to him. So I would knock his books out of his hands and shit. And I was a fucking asshole. Yeah. So I felt really bad. I was a douchebag. I felt so bad about that. And I was like, damn, that's not the kind of person I am. So then I had to go punch some other dude in the face. And
what?
I got suspended. Yeah, it was a whole fucking
thing. This took such a dark turn from a sexy story.
I thought for sure she was going to be some embarrassing girl story. Next thing you know, he's in there freaking beating dudes up. What the fuck happened?
Wolverdan.
You're playing Jodeci in the background. Yo, Jesus,
that's like the best. I'm picturing Jodeci and then a slow motion fight.
Like, slow motion dance.
Yo, I'll fight the R&B.
So what happened? So what happened to the girl?
Ah, fuck that bitch. I don't even remember her name. Yo, she read my poem for everybody. Like, fuck you.
That is hurtful. Shit.
She read my poem in front of everybody.
Yeah, fuck you. Dude. Like, I was like, oh, you're dead to me. I just pointed at her, you're dead to me. But I was motherfuckers go crazy. I'm like, yo, I just moved on. I'm like, all right, fuck this chick. You know, you're going to be a bitch. Fuck you.
How old were you here? What's the age? What age are we talking about?
Seventh grade. So I don't know what the fuck that is.
13?
That's when the magic happens.
Yeah.
That's when the magic happens. All right, PJ, man, you're up, brother. You got to give us something.
I have one.
Hopefully you didn't beat anybody up. Do we have one not beating people
up? I didn't. I've never beaten anyone up.
All right, good.
So I'm 13 years old, and I go to the grocery...
You sound much older.
Not now.
Oh.
We're going back to when I was 13 years old. I'm at the grocery store with my mother. I wander off as a 13-year-old does, walking up and down the aisles of the grocery store.
Sure.
And I'm walking around for about 10 minutes, and then I think, oh, I wonder where she is. So I'm walking around looking for my mom. And then I see her, and she's at one of those big chest freezer things, you know, the open ones that you get the frozen pizzas and all that kind of thing in. And she's leaning over in there, rummaging through it. So I sneak up behind her. And I slap her on the butt really hard.
What?
And it wasn't my mom.
Oh, shit.
It wasn't her.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so what do you do?
She hit me. She turned around and she looked at me. And I said, I'm sorry, I thought you were my mom. And as I went to say mom, she slapped me around the face.
Oh.
And then my mom was there, and she's like, what the hell is going on? Yeah, that was my I was smacking embarrassing asses. Moment.
I thought it was you. That's even weirder. What the fuck?
And someone else, I've told this story to someone else, and they're saying, well, why would you slap your mother on the ass?
Right, right.
And I'm like, well, we were close. We could do that shit.
Sure, why not? Listen, I don't think you did a bad thing there. Honestly. No. I mean, Dave has walked around and slapped people on the ass, men, women. I once heard him talk about setting a trap to catch a midget very recently, which is a long story.
Dude, I do remember talking about that, actually.
I mean, what, did we not say midget now, Jeff? What did we say?
We say little person.
Little person.
That sounds more offensive than midget, though, doesn't it?
Well,
it kind of does.
I guess if you were a little person, you might disagree.
It just sounds so clinical to sound like midget. Remember, a little person sounds like you're actually describing a physical attribute.
Yeah, you're like pointing them out. You're pointing out their faults.
Right. Well, is it a fault?
I don't know.
Dan, that's harsh. I wouldn't say it was a fault. You said that.
I love all peoples.
Next thing you know, Dan's going to be quoting Jodeci songs and writing it out to a little person.
What kind of name is that. Jodeci?
I think it was three people's names they put together or something like
that. Oh, it sounds like
what?
Some drug.
Doesn't it?
You know, that you see on TV late at night and they
Casey
have like...
JoJo. What?
Where it shows pictures
Jodeci
of guys.
Is not for everyone.
It's not. It shows pictures of guys in a
Jodeci
rowboat.
Jodeci is not for everyone. That's absolutely...
Oh, man. It's for the people. Holy shit.
Holy shit. All right, look here. Jeff, we give a man a plug again. He's hung out with us this long. We got to get some more
dude,
plugs.
Holy I have. Shit. You want to check out PJ, you want to go to @chocolatasm on Instagram. You'll see all his latest and greatest there. If you want to order some and get them delivered to your house, you want to go to www.chocolatasm.com. Get it on there.
And if then, you order this week, you get a free chocolate bar.
Ooh.
What?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Order this week. You hear that?
A free chocolate bar.
A free chocolate bar.
Is there a minimum to the order, Chef, or no?
No, any order.
Any order?
Any order, you get a free chocolate bar.
But you do retail?
Awesome.
I do retail, yeah.
Tons of retail, brother. Where you been?
And wholesale.
Yeah, so we could do it in the stores. Or yeah, wholesale, that's what I need. We have a store that we can sell your chocolate.
Oh, awesome.
So we could talk. I'll get you.
Yeah.
Reach out to one Instagram. Yeah. At Chocolate
Time on Instagram. Yeah.
We sell lots of chocolate.
You'll see. He'll come up. He's Chef One above all. That's Dan. He's one of the best brothers you'll ever meet. He's a good brother, man. He's good people.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Brother.
Yeah, send me a DM.
Yeah. Yep, I'll hit you up. Yeah, cool. No, we can sell it in the store. We got everybody's chocolate. We sell so much damn chocolate, so it'd be fun to have something different. Your shit sounds good.
I'll send you some lobster chocolate.
Oh, that's what's up right there. Dave?
What's up?
I don't know, man. You kind of fell apart on me tonight. I don't know what happened.
It's shitty signal, man. Like, Montauk doesn't have the best powers or something.
I've never had a problem. I broadcasted the whole show there.
Well,
few shows,
yeah. You got better signal. You're in a different spot.
We'll work on it. Dan, always a pleasure, brother. Thank you for joining us, brother. Always a pleasure talking to you, my friend.
Always a pleasure. You didn't say anything about the Dark Phoenix movie either, so, you know, you we'll have to talk about that shit, later.
Man. Is it out?
Yeah, it came out today.
Have you read the reviews? It looked terrible.
It sounds terrible.
It sounds
because all those
awful
movies have been dog shit, unfortunately. It
yeah,
kills
it
me.
Fucking terrible.
It's inside that the X-Men are so terrible and the Avengers are so awesome. Because it's really, when you read the comics, it was honestly probably the other way around.
I don't know about that.
All right. Call me crazy.
The X-Men were never shit, though.
No, they were never shit. And I'm just telling you right now, you read a lot of Wolverine. Don't bullshit me, Lodan.
I'm so mad about those movies. Logan was really good. But, I mean, like, Apocalypse was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were, like, what were you doing? They just were going to crack cocaine, just getting lit. Just were like, we're just going to start writing shit. It doesn't matter. Okay. We'll just add characters.
It was nowhere near as bad
as
Justice League.
Oh, no, right. Nothing.
Well, look, you guys, this is a whole other conversation to have here soon. We'll have to get our guys from Marvel back on with us again. But PJ, man, awesome talking to you, brother. We really appreciate your time hanging out with us.
Thanks, guys. It's been fun.
It's definitely a different kind of interview, but we hang. That's what we do, man.
Yeah, and I'm buzzed. I've been drinking rum the whole time we've been talking. So
I love that. Hey, we're going to come see you, man. You're going to have a band of misfit pirate chefs come
hang
out with you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hang out.
Fucking show
come
up
and
there.
Hang out. We can shuck some we can shuck some oysters.
We'll shuck oysters. Fuck yeah, we can make an oyster chocolate.
No.
Okay, we won't make an oyster chocolate. No. Wow. Just an idea. I'll just throw it out there.
No.
Should I play the confession music again and talk about the time I suggested making an oyster chocolate?
And he said no.
It wasn't no. He said no. Somehow he said the word no with no syllables. I've never heard that happen before. It was weird.
I can hear you writing in your diary from here.
Dear diary, there you go. Jeffy, we're going to wrap this one up and put a bow on it, brother.
All right, let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, big shout out. Make sure you check out our good friend Chocolatasm on Instagram. And, of course, all the good pirates that are on this program. You know, Dan and Jeff and myself and, of course, good brother Dave. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate your time. Please rate, review, and subscribe. We'll come to you every Thursday night for free. In the meantime, in between time, remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give the time it deserves. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Why are we arguing? If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.